This is a replay of the Wednesday night, August 28th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. That's right. I'm back. It is live. It is the 28th of August. Mercury has gone direct. You can come out now. Well, sort of. And we'll talk about that because, of course, we are in the shadow of the retrograde until September 11th. And by the way, I heard a great word for this, the shadow of the retrograde. Yeah, retroshade. And it was Lisa Stardust, an astrologer in New York, who came up with that. And I thought it was totally brilliant. So retroshade. And the purpose of that, by the way, is that, and if you don't believe in any of this, that's perfectly fine. But if you have any astrological interest at all, as you know, Mercury goes retrograde every year for usually 3.5 times or so. And for a few weeks, and it snarls communication and travel and things like that, if you want to believe in that. So Mercury went retrograde on, and by the way, no planets back up. It's our apparent viewpoint. It looks like they're backing up. And so on August 5th, it went retrograde. And if you're into Western astrology, like most Americans, that was 4 degrees in Virgo. If you're into Vedic astrology, sidereal astrology, that was 9 degrees in Leo. All right, so today, it stationed and went forward again. So 21 degrees in Leo, by the way. It had backed up that far if you're into, again, Western astrology. If you're into Vedic astrology, it backed up all the way to 27 degrees in Cancer. But many astrologers have discovered over the years that until you get back to the starting point where the planet was when it first stopped and turned backward, again, not really. So where was it on the 5th of August when it went retrograde? It was 4 degrees in Virgo. So when will it next be 4 degrees in Virgo? On September 11th. Again, if you're into Vedic astrology, that was 9 degrees in Leo. It'll be 9 degrees in Leo again on September 11th. So that's the retroshade, and that's sort of the sorting out period, as it were. So if you've had a tough Mercury retrograde and things have gone snafu, you're not completely out of the shade until September 11th. All right, so now the other thing. And we will get to your calls, and I hope they will be numerous. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, is Krispy Kreme. All right. I'm sure they did this as a promotion. I know they did it as a promotion. They got together with Dr. Pepper. Yeah, and the first thing I thought is, okay, for people who want to drink some Dr. Pepper and eat some Krispy Kremes, no. No, this is the Krispy Kreme Dr. Pepper Kickoff Collection, a trio of donuts that are collaborating. And it started last week, so maybe you've already run into one of these. They say it's for a limited time, and of course I look at this and say, not limited enough. It features an all-new donut that delivers the refreshing experience of the iconic 23 original flavors of Dr. Pepper. Mm-mm-mm. So the three are the Kickoff Donut, which is the original glazed. That's still there. But on top of that, they've slathered on Dr. Pepper flavored frosting, a burgundy-hued sprinkle blend, and a white Dr. Pepper chocolate logo. White chocolate Dr. Pepper logo. All right. You can also have the buttercream goals donut, kind of the same thing, looks a little different, or the cream-filled football donut. Yeah, at this point, I thought to myself, I'm sure they're doing this as an appetizer, so to speak, an appetizer. But for me, it's guaranteed to cause me not to want to eat for hours. I don't know. So nonetheless, they're doing this, apparently, for a month or two or three, or the football season. But they're on now. And last week, they had free delivery of same. I don't know to where. All right. So, yeah, that's all the news that's fit to print or not. And Marianne, as a request, so welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I was doing better until I read the ingredients of this new concoction.
And I actually had a diet Dr. Pepper today, so.
Well, that's that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I never really liked Dr. Pepper, but the Dr. Pepper Museum's in Waco. And along the way, several people, when I was living in Texas, well, take me to the Dr. Pepper Museum right down, you know, 35. Okay, I'll do that. Well, one time I went, and at the end of the tour, you go to their original soda fountain, and they give you Dr. Pepper right, you know, right off the tap. And I'll tell you what, if it tasted this good in bottles, I would be drinking it forever.
Yeah. You know what? Isn't that funny? It's somehow it's... I myself like soda in a can.
Oh.
Because to me, it's colder. If I have to get it in the bottle, I get it in the bottle. And to me, fountain drinks generally have too much syrup, in my opinion.
Yeah, or too much something. And I tend to agree with you on that. But I'm telling you, at this Dr. Pepper Museum, the fountain drink was so much better than anything I've ever had a bottle or a can. I couldn't believe it. It's almost like I'm accusing them of using a different formula. This is not what you put in those bottles. And they, of course, were highly insulted. But
where was this at?
Oh, the Dr. Pepper Museum is in Waco.
You know, I had heard that sometimes the area where it's made and the water that they use
always
makes a big difference.
Of course, absolutely. They're not, they're taking it right off the tap, so to speak. So yeah, that's true. Now I disagree with cans. I'm not a can person. I prefer the bottles, but I do always put the bottles in the freezer for another half hour to get it down to the temperature they used to be in the machines back in the day.
Oh, man. Remember when they had the ones where you open the top?
That's the ones.
There was ice in there, and you pulled out an ice-cold bottle of pop.
Well, that's exactly it, and I recreate that every day here. I just put them in the freezer.
There you go.
Yeah.
But you got me good yesterday.
Oh, I was gotten good yesterday.
I guess I missed the part of the show where you said it was a rerun, and I was calling and calling.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. No, I have no control over this. I wanted to do the show, and John said, no, you don't. And he took one look at me in the afternoon and said, you may think you're going to do that show, but I have another thought coming. Go lie down now. And so...
Are you feeling better?
Well, better enough that I'm arguing, you see. I'm doing the show. Last night, I was too sick to argue. Well, tonight, I said, I'm doing it. And so here I am.
Well, thank you.
No, sure. Glad to be here.
But then I hung up the phone after trying several times, and I heard you say, this is a rebroadcast, and then you go, and we have Marianne on hold in Chicago to talk about Piggy. She got her dog finally.
All right. So you got to hear yourself.
Yeah, you know how I told you I hate that?
Oh, no. You'll get used to it.
But the reason I called yesterday was... Yesterday was mine and Pee Wee Herman's birthday.
Well, happy, happy. How did you celebrate? I mean, other than calling the show or attempting to.
Yeah, actually, I treated myself to a mani-pedi.
Very nice.
Yeah, and a Barnaby's pizza.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty much it, because it was hot here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. All over America.
Yeah. We have, you know, Plano got hit by a E5 tornado.
Well, it's Plano, you know, it's not totally unusual.
Right, I mean, but the footage they showed of it, there's nothing there.
The deal about tornadoes, and you know this, and of course I always used to accuse the Weather Channel of taking the same block from 40 different angles, is tornadoes are very specific, And it's so eerie to look where one half of a street on one side is totally destroyed, the other half not even touched. And so the power that they have, even in the supposedly, lower ranked tornadoes, the power they have is pretty incredible. But it's also, like I say, pretty telegraphed. So you're not talking about entire neighborhoods going.
Well, this pretty much looked like it.
Well, on the streets where they were, yeah. But that's what I mean. If you, you've been through a tornado, haven't you, somewhere?
No, I've been in Chicago.
Well, the Chicago has them, remember? In fact, we delayed the show for 2 hours a few weeks ago when there were five of them.
So, but where I've actually lived, the most I've seen was when I was little. It was getting ready to storm, and my father ran in the yard to pick up anything that was going to blow away, putting the chairs away, and we're out there, and he says, look up. And I looked up, and an absolute perfect funnel cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't touch down, but blew across the sky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then there was another time I was walking the dogs, and it was getting a little crazy out, and I looked up, and I could see rotation in the clouds.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I see like a little baby tornado trying to be born. It came down, went up, came down, went up. I told the dogs, let's get in the house now.
Well, yeah, and there can be a flurry of them, too. Like you mentioned, North Texas, I think there were over 100 injuries in May from a group of tornadoes that hit. But North Texas, pretty close to, Oklahoma, now you're getting into Tornado Alley, as far as that goes, when they're very common. But again, they're almost always very restricted as to the width of the damage.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I think it was the late 60s. When a tornado hit Belmont and Central and got Polk Brothers, that's how old it was, Polk Brothers.
Right, and across the street it was fine.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. And that's not to in any way, deny the effect a tornado can have, obviously. But again, you're dealing with a very narrow band of problems. Of course, if you're in that narrow band of problems, forget it. And depending upon the type structure of your home, particularly if it's manufactured housing and stuff like that, you can wind up with the houses absolutely collapsing. And, as far as vehicles, yeah, they'll flip. They'll absolutely flip if you're right in the, in the path of that. So sure.
Yeah, I used to watch those tornado chasers.
Right. Storm well, chasers. Then, okay, then.
And their vehicles went down to the ground and something screwed in so that it couldn't be lifted.
Well,
your average car doesn't have that.
Yeah, and you will, you will be lifted. I've talked many times about, I was so disgusted in 1991, late at night, when I ran into a tornado, and it was right by Spearfish, South Dakota, and I'm lying literally on the floor of the car with my hand reaching up, tuning the radio dial, trying to get somebody live who'd tell me, and couldn't. I mean, the only station I got live was in Oklahoma City, and they weren't talking about my tornado. So that stuff happens, and it is a very horrible feeling when the wheels on one side of your car are lifted. Fortunately, I didn't flip, but it happens, and you can see semis that flip. Of course, they're high profile, so they're more likely to flip. Sure. And of course, I always see the picture. It's the required picture of some tree, the huge tree that gets uprooted and it's lying right across somebody's house. But again, if they turned the camera the other way and looked across the street, they're fine.
No, this.
Yeah.
This it was an F5.
Oh, I understand. No, this was and the long-term effect of this is how quickly are they going to get the power restored?
Oh, in this heat, you're right. I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of is, yes, some people unfortunately were in the path and have some real, real damage, but everybody is without power right now in that area.
Well, and plus two, a lot of times it slows them down because there's trees in the way.
Well, and they'll be uprooted very often, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but so, I mean, they took the power line down, so somebody's got to get in and clear the trees out so they can get the power lines back and running.
Well, all of that, and You know, so that's the deal for Plano, but it's pretty close to Tornado Alley, so I would think that they get a lot.
I thought it was Tornado Alley.
Well, it depends how you define it. I like to think that we're in Oklahoma first, but
No, I mean of our state.
Oh.
Did I say Plano? I meant Plainfield.
I thought you meant Plano.
I'm sorry, I meant Plainfield, Illinois.
Okay, this is different.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a matter of
I didn't
one
see
side
this.
Of the block okay and the other side devastated. It was a matter of both sides devastated. And like
I don't know about
industrial
this.
Industrial areas, like matchsticks all over the place.
The only thing I knew about Plainfield would be like a long time ago, that F5, like 1990, nothing recently.
Yeah, I think they said 1991.
Oh, God. All right. So here I am thinking we're talking about the weather in Texas today. All right.
That was my mistake. I'm in Plainfield.
All right.
You know, I'm a year older, so.
Oh, God help me. All right. Well, I can see we're off to a rip-roaring start. But, yes, I think that was like 1990 or something. And that was, of course, made, you know, all the newsreels.
Oh, yeah.
But that's been a really long time. All right. Good deal.
Let me give you my request.
Can't wait.
Mind.
What is it?
Okay. If you don't want to play it, let me know.
Oh, don't worry.
In honor of me and Pee Wee Herman, could you play Tequila?
Okay. Now, it won't be tonight. I'll play it tomorrow night, and I'll be happy to.
Okay, then I'll make sure I stay awake tomorrow night.
Okay, good deal. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yeah, because we're kind of spoken for tonight. Everybody who made requests last week and Monday, I promised I'd play them, and we didn't have last night, not live, so we'll play all of those tonight. In fact, we'll start off with one of them. Coming up in moments. It was our buddy in New Hampshire, who is a Barry, who knows everything about the Beatles. Well, he requested two songs. He wants the originals, claims that he never heard the originals. So we're going to get a couple Larry Williams records. Yeah, specialty, of course. Dizzy Miss Lizzy and then Bad Boy coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Larry Williams. He wrote it as well. It was on Specialty. The flip side was Slow Down, so I think the Beatles covered both sides of that, and that's for Barry in New Hampshire, and we'll pick right there on WGN right after the news here on WGN Radio.
Yourself. He buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand.
He's a bad boy.
Every time that he get, woo, he's off to the jukebox, man.
He's a bad boy.
He worry his teacher till at night she's ready to poop.
He's a bad boy.
A rockin' and a rollin' and spinning in the hula hoop.
Bad boy.
This rockin' roll. Now, Junior!
behave yourself.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and for Barry in New Hampshire, that's the original, Bad Boy, 1959 on Specialty. And yes, Larry Williams wrote that as well, so when the Beatles covered it, it was good news for him, assuming that Art Rupe passed some of the royalties along. That's kind of questionable. So I, after talking to Marianne, I thought, I gotta look and see what happened in Plano today. I thought it was just thunderstorms. Well, that's what it was. It was thunderstorms, and every afternoon right about now you can expect thunderstorms. And then I was looking at Tornado Alley and found out something I didn't know. Apparently, it's been moving eastward. Now, not tremendously, but since 1950, moving eastward every year slightly. This year, by the way, almost 1,200 tornadoes have already struck in the USA, so it's a goodly number. But of course, few have the ferocity of what happened, obviously, in Plainfield, which is a whole different matter. And as far as Tornado Alley, though, I'll still stand by Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, but arguably Texas and maybe South Dakota if you want to go that way. But as I say, scientists are saying no moving eastward, and you're seeing more and more Illinois and Ohio. Well, all right, hopefully you don't see them at all. But I also looked at Plainfield to think of, why are we talking about this? Well, we're talking about this because it's the anniversary, which I didn't know, 33 years later. All right, so that was the F5, and no one was ready for that, I guarantee you. So, Brian in Seneca, welcome to WGN Radio.
Greetings from the far west, far southwest suburbs of Chicago, and it's truly a blessing to hear your voice tonight.
Well, thank you, and what is it you want to hear?
Okay, well, my first comment was when you were talking about Krispy Kreme's new flavor, first guess was morbid obesity and digging your grave with your own jaws. Just basically every flavor Krispy Kreme has ever had, and looking down and not quite seeing my feet, I'm speaking from at least partially from personal experience.
Yeah. Well,
as far as Dr. Pepper, I'm calling from Seneca, of course, and 12 miles to the west is the town of Ottawa, Illinois, where for quite a few years we actually had a Dr. Pepper bottling plant that also occasionally bottled a few bottles of 7-Up, from what I remember.
Yeah.
And it was really a treat to get a bottle of Dr. Pepper from Ottawa. Now, the building's still there, and the family who owned the bottling plant is still around, and I believe still owns the building, but of course their bottling Dr. Pepper is long since history, just like the Coca-Cola bottling plant down south in Streeter, Illinois.
So it's not there anymore on Main Street in Ottawa?
Oh, the building is absolutely still there. They just haven't bottled Dr. Pepper in about 30 years.
Have they bottled anything else? Because sparkling, I think it was sparkling Ottawa beverages originally, but do they still bottle anything in the building?
To the best of my knowledge, nothing, and they haven't done for 30 years or so.
Okay.
I could be wrong, and if one of their family is bottling, we both want to hear from them, of course.
Okay, all right.
Back in the day, they were really busy with it.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Plainfield tornadoes goes back to the days when Tom Skilling, he had a lot more hair and a lot fewer fans in the Chicago area, although he was already working for WGN television at the time.
Well, I don't think anybody would ever forget
even
it.
To him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was huge.
No, if you know what you're looking at, you can still see the scars in Plainfield and Crest Hill today.
Oh, I'll bet that's true. You know, it's interesting. They didn't have any pictures while it was happening, from what I understand, because it was low clouds and some rain. But, of course, afterwards, they had pictures of the destruction, and it was enormous, to say the least. And, you know, nobody expects an F5. Nobody expects an F5, and certainly not there.
It was beyond enormous, and it was in the days before everybody had a high-quality camera in their pocket like we do now.
Right.
And this was right before the Doppler radar system got pushed out by the National Weather Service. But a lot of people who are in the trade and the hobby and the business of weather are still blaming National Weather Service for not doing any more when they did. Of course, what they did back then was basically nothing.
Well,
but even with the technology they had, they should have been saying more than they did. Not that anybody was going to be listening. At least they said it.
Right. I obviously, this took everybody by surprise. And again, I don't think there has ever been an F5 in August anywhere, and certainly not up to that. It was the middle. It was the middle of the afternoon. No one was expecting this level of devastation, obviously. Yeah. So,
it happens. My older brother and I actually rode out a near pass of an F1 back in 1974.
Oh yeah, 74 was a very active year.
Oh yeah, and the same day that the storm hit the Seneca area, it hit a lot of other areas and did a lot of worse damage.
Yeah.
But we just finished delivering a weekly advertising newspaper, the kind where my brother and I did it honest, but everybody else just threw them in the dumpster and claimed they delivered them.
Yeah.
And our mother took us from the end of the paper out to the town's soft serve ice cream stand and got a soft serve ice creams, and we drove back home. My older brother and I sat in the back seat of our bad 67 Ford sedan eating our ice cream while our mother smartly went back in the house, and this storm came through.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost a derecho where the funnel clouds and the tornadoes weren't going.
Mm.
A block or so away from us was the city school bus barn, and the tornado came through and turned the roof of that building kind of counterclockwise enough to where they were able to save the front third of the bus barn and put the roof back on. The other back two-thirds they just sawed off and put in a dumpster.
Mm.
And there was trees ripped down and pulled out and chopped up because of that. We had a couple of younger trees in our front yard, and they were blown completely flat to the ground like they was mustard stalks.
Mm-hmm.
And the one tree never did fully recover from that. It died a couple years later.
Yeah.
And this car was fully 4,500 pounds, but it almost completely off of its tires. I mean, this car, and this is a full-size car back when full-size cars were big. This thing, it rose up a full foot in the air with us in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
needless to say, when the wind died down and the rain started, my brother and I were inside the house faster than you could say inside the house.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, as I mentioned there, they're small in terms of the width of their path and the length of time they're on the ground, although I think in Plainfield it was something like 16 miles, and it was pretty wide. But for the most part, they're fairly small, but they are ferocious.
Those tornadoes were fat as well as strong.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's... You mentioned 74, and I know Xenia in Ohio, they had an F5 that year as well. So, yeah, the enormity
of
it...
This was the same system, and it went all through the Midwest.
Yeah, and the enormity of it, can't be overstated. But again, you've been there, you've looked at it, where you can be on one side of a street and everything is destroyed, the other side of the street not touched.
Oh, God has a sense of humor, and he sometimes shows it off with the weather.
Good way to put it.
When I went through Marine Corps basic training, towards the end of basic training, my recruit platoon and I had just finished eating supper.
Mm-hmm.
We were standing out in formation waiting for the drill instructors to march us back to the barracks. And on our side of the drill field, it was raining on us.
Mm-hmm.
The other side was dry as a bone.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to put it. God has a sense of
humor. I did appreciate your link, and I'm still reading through your book on the cheap side.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me know what you think.
I already think it is brilliant.
Well,
beyond that, my request...
Yes.
My request for a song... In honor of Dick Clark and how well he treated some of his guests in the early days of American Bandstand back in Philly, is the original version of the American Bandstand theme. It's a little bit big band for what you normally like, but it kind of fits.
Okay, I'll do it.
At least a lot better than the Barry Manilow cover he had done in the mid-70s.
Yeah, you won't hear that. You might hear Plaz. All right, good deal.
I don't want to hear Manilow.
No, you won't.
The one last thought is the Pam Singers could really go crazy with an honest version of Dick Clark Bumpers. I can almost hear him in my mind's ear singing.
Now,
Dick Clark, he does all his musicians.
Right. Now, you know, by the way, you're talking about Bandstand Boogie, but did you know the original theme, going back to when Bandstand was WFIL-TV Bandstand, used to be High Society by Artie Shaw? I won't play that, but happy to do Bandstand.
Those would both be beautiful.
Yeah, Bandstand Boogie. And there's so many versions of that, and I think Charles Albertine wrote it, but I'll find one. You betcha. All right, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLIE. Let's see what Bruce in Elwood has to say for his bad self. What's up, Bruce? Bruce, are you there? Have we lost Bruce? Well, hopefully he hasn't been gotten by bad weather. So maybe he'll give us a call back, and I'll look forward to that. And I'll look forward to talking to everybody else. Brian and Joliet and James on the South Side, Leah and Marcus Hook and Cindy in Chicago coming up on WGN Radio. And we're sitting here talking about bad weather and things like that and notifications. And that, of course, reminds me of the Sea Crane Company. Wanted to mention them for a moment, including the 2E, which is a wonderful radio. Now, the 2E is terrific because it is as simple as it gets. If you're looking for great weather radios, go to ccradio.com and you will see a ton of them in every configuration, whether it's the solar or the Skywave, or in fact that Skywave SSB2, or you name it, even the CC Pocket. But the thing about the CC Radio 2E that makes it terrific is its absolute simplicity. If you're looking for a radio that's like radio back in the day, that's just a slide rule dial that you just easily pick up AM and FM, this is it. And I'll tell you what, the reception, like all of the radios that Bob Crane has developed, is just terrific. You can go to ccradio.com and read about the CC Radio 2E anytime. But if you're looking for something that's just a terrific radio, no bells and whistles, this is it. And in fact, if you take the CC 2E and take your average radio, put them side by side, tune to a weak AM station somewhere, well, the thing that the CC Radio 2E will pick up, your other radio probably won't even know it's there. It's just terrific. It's got just terrific. Well, you know, the twin coil ferrite antenna and all that kind of stuff in it. And it is just wonderful. So if you're looking for something that will bring in the signal better and just be a terrific radio, this is it. So go to ccradio.com as far as that goes. Now, I think the 2E also, you know, I mentioned that many of Bob's radios have the emergency band. Well, they do have NOAA weather. So it is there as well. All right, so check it out. You can go online anytime, ccradio.com. Now, if you can't go online, you can call them. And right now, whether you do it by phone or you do it online, you get 10% off your entire purchase over $50. And so that's a good deal, too. The phone number is 800-522-8863. Look at the CC Radio 2E. I think you'll be impressed. It'll take you back to yesteryear. Yeah, but you'll hear everything today better than you will with just about anything else made. That's ccradio.com, ccradio.com, the CC Radio 2E. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue. And he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Whoa, 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 the pain. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can
do. Painful, isn't it? Well, that Tom in North Aurora said there's three records I want to hear from back in the day, and I've been thinking about playing them back to back, but I'm not sure we can tolerate it. But Leapy Lee, Little Arrows was one of them, 1968 on Decca. But he also wants to hear the Monkees, Tapioca Tundra, and Yellow Balloon. By the Yellow Balloon, I've got a story there. So we'll try and get all of them on tonight, but I think I do need to space them out for everybody's otherwise mental health. Speaking of my mental health, I screwed up the 2E radio and confused it with the EP Pro. I love both of them. The EP Pro is what I've got in the kitchen and the bathroom, and it is a slide rule dial tuning, and it's just as simple as you can get. And when I read that the 2E had the weather band, I thought, I'm not looking at the right radio, and I'm not. The 2E is what I have by the bedside. And it is just terrific, and it will pick up just about anything. But not only that, digital readout, dial light, clock, alarm, timer, presets. You can tune in 1 kilohertz fine increments or whatever you want. You got presets if you want them. You've got AM, FM, and NOAA weather, like I say. So look at them both. Yeah, I think you'll be impressed. CCRadio.com. And if you call them, of course, they're not nearly as confused as I am at 800-522-8863. All right, how about that? Yeah, I can tell it's going to be one of those nights all the way around, don't you think? All right, so let's check out, let's see, Brian in Joliet, I do believe, is next up. So, Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm very glad that you and John are both back. I was quite concerned.
Thanks.
Last night when I was running the tape,
yeah.
And I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
And the Beatles covered both those bumpers that you played earlier. You're right on that.
And, that's why Barry wanted to hear them. He said he'd never heard the originals.
Yeah, those were excellent. And you mentioned it before I could that today was the 34th anniversary of the that tornado in Plainfield. That's not too far from Joliet. And really didn't get much where I lived. You know, but it was horrible, and they were showing the devastation on TV. In defense of, I have a cousin who's a meteorologist, and he said that at the time they didn't have something called Doppler radar.
No, they didn't. They did not have Doppler radar. That's true. And I would defend them as well, because the other thing is that the thing that makes tornadoes so deadly is they are so sudden. And, you know, you can predict conditions being ripe for them, but to know precisely when and where, we just don't even today.
That's right. I mean, I just wanted to mention that. And I was going to, could I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
About when I was about maybe 6, 7, 8, they used to have shows on, like, I think the guy's name was Lloyd Axton and Shindig and Hullabaloo and shows like that.
Sure.
They're kind of like along the lines of Bandstand. And do you know, like, do you think they destroyed all those shows?
No, they didn't destroy them. But, and you're talking about Lloyd Thaxton was the guy in L.A. Before Bandstand went national in 57, of course, ABC won in one of these shows. And at that time, most every sizable market had teen dance shows, local ones. And it was, I don't care where you were exposed to one in Philadelphia. Of course, it was Bob Horn. He was the host of Bandstand. But, no matter where you had them. And part of the reason was a lot of stations, certainly in the earlier 50s, were looking to fill some daytime because the networks weren't providing programming. So it was not uncommon. Now, of course, before 55, if it was recorded at all, it's probably on kinescope. And if it's on kinescope, unless it was stored exquisitely well, it's deteriorated to the point to being useless. Now, once 55 came around and people started to use 2-inch video tape, the problem was it was really, really expensive. And that's why there are like very few Tonight shows before Johnny Carson moved to LA, because they would just reuse the tape. So what you find is very often you'll find a promo reel or something like that rather than whole shows.
So those shows still exist, but you'd have to look for them over some computer outlet.
Well, again, snippets of the shows exist. Not all of them. It's like, you know, I've mentioned before, I love the R&B shows. I mean, these were people who could really dance. And there's very, very few minutes of that left, but you'll find it. And so if you're looking for Buddy Dean in Baltimore, or Milt Grant in D.C., or Lloyd Thaxton, or Clay Cole, you'll find minutes here and there, but you're not going to find whole shows.
Oh, that's a shame they didn't preserve them.
Too expensive. Far too expensive.
I see. Well, may I make a request?
Yes.
How about Timmy Euro, What's the Matter, Baby?
Is it hurting you? Okay, we'll do it tomorrow night.
Is it hurting you?
Yeah, I'll do it. All right,
thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, two more hours to talk to you coming up here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So John in Oaklawn wanted to hear the Jackson 5 doing Big Boy on Steel Town from 1968. They also wanted to hear Lemmy Carrier School Books. I'll play that next, but that's not the Jackson 5. And if you look at the label, it says Ripples and Waves plus Michael. It didn't even Michael Jackson. But we'll play that too, just in case. But that was Big Boy, and that's what started it out on vinyl. Of course, Steel Town owned locally in Gary, and that's how it started. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Barry in New Hampshire, so you heard your Larry Williams.
I did. It's surprising. So you said that came out in 59?
58 and 59. The first one I played, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, was 58, and Bad Boy was 59. Yeah.
Yeah, all those years, I never heard them. And I guess I never heard Slow Down either, but that's really...
well...
I can see why they like the songs at the cover.
Yeah, to say the least. And, you know, I'd normally say, well, Larry Williams got rich, but, you know, Art Rupp owned Specialty, and he certainly got the royalties, but whether or not he passed them on, I don't know.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, I liked Arthur Alexander, Anna, like I said, the original version of that, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's really, I can see why they love those songs.
Yes. Indeed. Happy to play him.
Yeah. So Larry, I don't really hear too much, heard too much about, except for him writing those songs, like just
well,
the name.
Well, he had a huge hit in the United States, of course, Boney Maroney. And so,
oh, yeah, okay.
So that's why people knew him. But I really think that the average person wouldn't have known anything else from Larry Williams, even though he was very prolific. There were a lot of records, a lot of things on Specialties. But as far as hits, I think he was considered to be a one-hit wonder.
Wow. And Specialty was owned by who?
Specialty was Art Roop's label. And it started out as gospel. And in fact, the Soul Stirrers, Sam Cooke's family's group was on it. And Art Roop did not want him to go secular. And that was the real big fight there. And that's why You Send Me came out on Keen. But Larry Williams originally from New Orleans, and he was in Chicago for a while, and then his family relocated to the Bay Area, mostly Oakland, and he was in bands there, and went back to New Orleans and was working as a valet for Lloyd Price. And so that's where he ran into Little Richard. Because, of course, Little Richard was there at the time, and they were always, and Little Richard and Lloyd Price both had been on Specialty. So Bumps Blackwell was the guy who was scouting for Specialty, and he was house producer, and he signed them. And so, what happened in 57, Little Richard had been Specialty's biggest star, because by then, Art Roop couldn't continue to just say, I'm just gospel, gospel, gospel. Now he's releasing some secular records, and they're very big, but Little Richard had a fit in 57. He left rock and roll to pursue the ministry, and so that's where Bumps Blackwell was looking for a successor, and they released a lot of Larry Williams product because of that. And of course, Short Fat Fanny, I shouldn't completely ignore that, because Short Fat Fanny was a hit, but I don't think it had the staying power of Boney Maroney, to say the least. But yeah, so let's include Short Fat Fanny, call him a two hit wonder. So but a lot of other stuff, like Dizzy Miss Lizzy, I don't think that got much above number 70 on the Hot 100 chart. And there were others, and there were a lot of really good session players on this stuff too. Whether it was Plaz Johnson, who tenor sax was just wonderful, or Ernie Freeman, and of course Larry Williams played his own piano. Earl Palmer was the drummer. So it was a lot of stuff. Now you're probably saying, well, what happened after 1959? Why wasn't he still on Specialty? Well, it was that arrest. He was arrested for possession of narcotics and guns. And so Art Roop dropped him. And at that point, he had to go to jail. I think he was in jail for like 3 years or something. I don't know. But he was definitely in jail. In any event, when he came back from jail, he wound up on Chess. And there were absolutely no hits. And then I think they tried doing a comeback with Johnny Guitar Watson. He was on OK for a while and that kind of stuff. And actually, he wound up doing some acting. And then he tried to do disco, didn't they all? And but unfortunately, 3 years in jail or however long it was does not make up for a lifelong drug habit. And so he was continuing to be involved with drugs, through the 70s. In fact, there was that famous altercation between him and Little Richard, and I don't remember whether it was some kind of a debt, might have been drugs, I don't know. But in the end, Little Richard got out of there alive and decided he was returning to born-again Christianity. So I shouldn't laugh, but it is kind of a soap opera. And then I don't know. I think that was pretty much it for Larry Williams. I think he was found by his mother dead, like in 1980. He killed himself.
Oh, really? Oh, so he lived to the 1980s?
Yeah, I think it was 80. I think it was the beginning of 1980. Right around that time, he was only like 44 years old. And the deal was, he was at his mother's house. He supposedly shot himself in the head. But to this day, there were questions surrounding it. Like, wait a minute, was this a drug deal? Was this because of other, bad boy things he'd been doing, and all that? And I guess no one will ever know. The funny story was that he had an impersonator. And some guy in Illinois who was recording and claiming he was Larry Williams, and that he had done all this stuff, and even recorded an album and things like that. And I don't know what happened to him, but yeah, it was not the real. And that's happened with a lot of artists, obviously. But whether or not he got any of the royalties from Boney Maroney, I don't know what Art Roop passed along.
Oh, well, that's I learn something new every day. But I said, it's funny that all these years I've never heard those covers.
Oh, yeah, the originals. Yes, absolutely the originals. Yes, Slow Down as well, like I say. And She Said Yeah, yeah. And all that kind of stuff. But there was... I'll tell you, Art Rupe put out a lot of records because he was looking for the next Little Richard. So he figured, well, one of these has got to hit. And of course, Boney Maroney did. And like I say, Short Fat Fanny, I guess we have to put that in the same category, though. I don't know. Anyway, there you have it.
Well, John Lennon, like, he also covered Boney Maroney on his rock and roll album.
Yeah.
That he was working with Phil Spector.
Well, that was certainly the biggest record that Larry Williams was ever involved in. And so, yeah. And though I guess I'd have to look, but I think arguably Short Fat Fanny got higher on the charts. But as far as an oldie, Boney Maroney is what everybody remembers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you playing them.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for calling, Barry.
Yep.
All right, good deal. So yeah, I'd have to look up the chart, but something tells me that Short Fat Fanny was bigger. But, yeah, didn't have the staying power, did it? All right, Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. How about yourself?
Okay, what happened to you last night?
Metabolic autoimmune crap and just couldn't really move. And John said, don't even think about doing the show. So, you know, I know I'm sick when I can't argue with him. You know, like tonight he said, tonight he said, I don't think you should do it. Oh, yes, I will. You know, and so obviously I'm better.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad you're better.
Thanks. So what's up with you?
Well, I went to the dentist today.
And
they talked me into getting it done in the office today.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and they said, we'll give you nitrous oxide, which okay. I've never had before.
Okay.
So I thought it was going to be like knocking me out.
No, it wouldn't knock you out.
I know.
Well, anyway, so
I found that out.
But you're here, and you're conjugating your verbs, so you survived it.
Yeah, but then my insurance wouldn't pay for it, so Albert had to scrape it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, $90.
Well, anyway, the important part, though, at this point is your health. Are you feeling all right? Are you in any pain?
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain.
You're in
They gave me Percocets, so I have my Percocets and my medical marijuana, so I'm really high right now.
Oh, very nice. Very good. All right, yes. Time to call the radio station. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. That's perfect. That's...
I am making sense to you?
Yeah, total sense. You're doing very good.
Okay.
Yeah, and but they finished what they needed to do. Did they think they were successful?
Yes, they took the bone out. They had to cut it and then actually remove the bone with a scalpel.
Right.
And I thought they were going to, like, grind it down or something, but no, they had to actually remove the bone.
And so now they say once you heal from this, you can be fitted for the dentures?
Yeah, well, I'll have to go back in 2 weeks for another fitting for my upper.
Yeah, of course, because
then,
there's swelling and all that from this, sure.
Yeah, and then and the sutures will fall out because they're dissolvable.
Okay.
And so by then they should fall out. And then hopefully I can get them after that. So, I asked them, you know, my TMJ has been very bad since I got my teeth out.
I'll bet it has. Yes.
And I asked him about that, and he said it's because there's nowhere to stop.
Right.
There's no way to stop.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. He said that happens all the time when people get their teeth out. He said once you get your teeth, it'll ease up.
Not nice if they had told you that beforehand.
Yeah, I wish they would have, but it's really bad, yeah.
Well, and there's also the possibility, I mean, obviously for some reason there wasn't with you, maybe it was cost, I don't know, but they usually have, like, temporary dentures they can give you right afterwards, but they didn't.
No one's mentioned that.
Well, the only reason I know, on one of my radio stations, one of my sponsors is Comfort Fit Dentures in Sholo, Arizona. And anyway, they mentioned same day temporary dentures.
You know, I know a lot. I'm in a Facebook group where you know, for dentures for, you know, women. And, you know, a lot of them mentioned getting temporary dentures, but they're in other states. I don't know if maybe Pennsylvania doesn't have them.
Oh, I assume the state does, but it might have been a thing where insurance doesn't cover it or something like that.
Maybe, but they did. Like, no one even mentioned it to me, like checking or anything, you know?
It's pretty weird. Yeah. Because that's the big, that's a big selling factor in those commercials, you know. So I assume they can
maybe
easily
do
it.
Maybe I just wasn't a suitable candidate for it or something.
I have no idea. But when you go back, you can beat them up and say, why didn't you suggest this?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I was prepared for temporary. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have had teeth in my mouth after that surgery.
Who knows? I don't know how
with
they do it.
With the sutures and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
I have no, you know, the intricacies of it, I don't know. But that, at least the good news is you believe anyway that you're coming to the end of this.
Oh, yeah, I hope.
And teeth will soon be yours.
I hope I can have teeth by Thanksgiving.
Well, absolutely. Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you never thought it would be this long.
No, I know. And, I mean, when we went over the 4th of July over to Albert's brother's house, they said nobody can tell that I don't have any teeth, but I can tell.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Sure.
Like when I smile and stuff, I don't smile now.
You're right, exactly. You don't say, absolutely. Well,
I don't smile in public.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But hopefully, like I'm saying, that this will soon be all a memory.
Yeah.
Maybe a bad memory, but a memory.
Bad memory, yeah.
Yeah. But at least it'll be over. And, you know, you've waited a long time with dental problems for a real long time, so it'll be nice for you to get some, you know, permanent relief, and that'll be done.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. And a lot of people on my chat group talk about something called a cushion, and you don't have to use the denture paste or something. They give you a cushion. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, I've heard the phrase, but there again, I've only heard the phrase usually in terms of cushion grip. I think that it is still some form of an adhesive, just like the other stuff. So I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to ask them about it and see when I go.
Yeah.
Anything not to use that icky paste. Ew.
Well, I'm pretty sure the cushion stuff is going to be some kind of paste, but theoretically it lasts longer.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I know they make pads, too, and I don't know about that. And, you know, but you'll...
Yeah, there's that C-bond stuff that's okay. Like a pad that you can just use.
Okay. So you'll find all about that, too.
Yeah, we'll see. And I did check into that thing that Sherry suggested, but you can't reach the website from where I am, so. Oh.
Then you got your answer.
Yep.
Yeah, but thanks to her for trying anyway. That's a good deal. All right, well, hopefully this will be good news soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, that's tough. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We'll get to, let's see, we've got Jim in Richmond with an update, Eduardo in Tampa, Cindy in Chicago, James on the South Side, and more of your requests coming up on WGN Radio.
Come on, baby, walk on.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There they are, Ripples and Waves plus Michael. Let me carry your school books. 1971 on Steel Town. That is not the Jackson 5, even though a lot of people thought they were. And by then, I think the Jackson 5 were in L.A. But anyway, Michael in this case is Michael Rogers. And I don't know if he's any relation to Maurice Rogers, who was a co-owner of Steel Town. The big wheel in Steel Town was Gordon Keith. And it was a little label in Gary, Indiana, that had the blessing on some of their stuff of being distributed by ATCO. But in any event, 1968, that was the Jackson 5 that we played Big Boy. And then 3 years later, Gordon Keith produced Ripples and Waves, but that plus Michael, but it is not Michael Jackson. So the Michael Jackson record was Big Boy, and the flip side of it was You Changed. And then there was another one, I think, you don't have to be over 21 or something, jam session. But in any way, they released Big Boy and You Changed. I don't know if they released the other stuff. And that's where we'll pick it up. All right, and we'll talk to Jim and Eduardo and Cindy and you on WGN Radio.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, but you've of course, Frank Sinatra, One for My Baby. 1958 on Capitol. It's an LP cut from Only the Lonely, and Johnny D wanted to hear it. All right. Everybody and their brother has done that, but I think those Capitol sessions with Frank Sinatra were probably my favorite on that particular song. All right, so Jim is in Richmond. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How you
I am so glad you're okay, because I panicked last night when you were not on the air.
Sorry about that. Good to hear from you. So how are you feeling?
I have a million things I want to talk about tonight.
Okay.
You have the time to listen?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Number one, I missed my... I'm not... because of my... the doctor that I was supposed to see today to find out about my eyes, he got sick.
Oh.
I have to go next week.
Okay.
But everyone is panicking because I have, I look like a red raccoon. I have red below my eye and red on my eyelids and everything. And everybody is panicking. And I know that when I take my drops, and when they don't go in my eye, they burn under my eye.
Sure.
And everyone was telling me what to do about that. And so I'm dealing with that.
Wow.
And number two, I spent the other night, I was going to call you, and I was in heaven because I spent 2 hours talking to my son down in Miami.
Oh, good. You wanted that conversation. I'm so glad. So what's up?
It was some news that he was telling me that I didn't like, but a lot of it was, he was so, in other words, I have three sons, and he was telling me all the things that he was happy that we did together, and stuff like that. And, you know, with, when he was three, I let him skate through all the, you know, the competition, you know, the learned skates all the way to 14 years old. He was on the ice and everything. He told me all about that and everything. And we got really close and everything and stuff like that. And I was totally impressed with that. And we got into a little dispute because, you know, I wasn't allowed to see any of their weddings, all three.
Right.
And I told them that, you know, and I found out that two of them were not in church. His was the only one in church, and I thought that was fantastic. And then I told him that was, fantastic. And then I hear that they go to church on Sunday, and the whole church is all about my grandson. They all come running up to my grandson.
Good.
And I thought that was fantastic.
Good.
And stuff like that. And we, you know, discussed that. And then we got into an argument because I have heard from other people that his mother, you know, she couldn't care if I died.
Right.
But when I told him that I'm still in love with her mother, he goes, you know, he was very upset. Because how can you go one way and then the other?
Right, of course.
You know, right. And we, you know, talked about that. And he is adamant that I sell my house and... Damn it. And then I go into assisted living.
No. You don't have to listen to that. You don't have to listen to that. Kids always come up with, I won't say always, but a lot of kids come up with this thinking it's a good solution. No. The only time you would ever go into assisted living is when you wanted to go into assisted living, not when your kids or anybody else. So, you know, I mean, thank him for caring, but then just don't pay attention. In other words, I wouldn't have an argument about it. I just always say, well, thanks for caring, but, you know, I'm not going to do that. And that's it. You know.
Then my friend... used to be my neighbor 24 years ago, is telling me that I should look into other things because she is, you know, we've been totally close. But you got to find other things. And I spent 2 days finding transportation to go to places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer going to be available, she says.
Right.
And, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, it's like she's telling me what to do. He's telling me what to do.
Well, I was going to say, if she's planning not to be available, it's good that she's telling you this. And so this is where you're going to have to find the resources to have a workaround. You know, you can't depend on any one person. And you will.
Oh, I have an appointment on September 6th, and I finally found, it's called VIP transportation, and they're going to take me. But she's saying, well, that's what you're going to have to do from now on.
Right.
And wait a minute, I've done everything for you. You know, when we first met, I took care of her. For everything, you know, I bought her groceries, I bought her gas, I bought her everything. And it's like, you know, and it's like, I just...
Well, is she, by the way, is she leaving town? Is she moving away? What's the situation?
I don't,
I mean, did she explain to you why she's not going to be available? Is she not going to be there? Hello. Okay, Jim. It's tough, no doubt about that. And as far as your son, that's an easy one. You just thank him. But your friend, you can never depend on any one person. I mean, firstly, something might happen to them or what have you. So this is the time when I wouldn't get overwhelmed by it. I would just start to look for other options. And there should be other options, whether they're social services and, you know, trying to find out and navigate that as best you can. You're going to need to come up with things that are independent of any one person because you can't rely on them being there.
Right. And so, My brother lives, you know, an hour away.
Uh-huh.
And ask him to do everything while his wife is going through hell.
Well, you can't. That's what I'm saying. Unfortunately, you can't. Now, you may be able to use a lot of people in your life like him for once in a while, but as far as routinely, you're going to need to find the resources that are independent of any one person. It's unfortunate, but this is really going to become vital. I mean, think about this, like your friend, what if something happened to her and she just physically wasn't there as of tomorrow? You know, you'd need a backup. And same thing with your brother. What if he wasn't around? So I want you to have independence. And that's probably why your son is, you know, pushing for assisted living, because he's thinking, well, you can't make it on your own. But yes, you can if you find enough resources on your own that you're not depending on any one entity for this.
Right. And having three sons and only one, well, gives a shit about me.
You know, that's one of the things, unfortunately. I wish your story was uncommon, but it's not. When you've been through a divorce, and especially if the custodial parent makes it their business to demonize you, very often the kids are going to drink the Kool-Aid, and they literally can't see beyond that. It's unfortunate, but it's the way it is. Now, your son who's saying, I'm confused, how can you say you still love her? The reality is that emotions are very complex. They're not linear. They're not one way. Yes, it's possible that you can be tremendously hurt and tremendously upset and still have feelings. There's no doubt about that. But you probably won't be changing her indoctrination. So I think all you can kind of do is bless them.
And I won't.
Go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you rationally about tonight.
Yeah.
But to be totally honest, this is the first night that I have any I drank in 4 weeks. You know, and I'm upset about that too.
Yeah. No, believe me, it's a horrible situation when you're also having to deal with the emotion of it all. And it's easy to for a third party to sit here and say, no, this is what you do and this is how you do it. But when you're going through it yourself, the emotions of it are almost paralyzing. But the reality is that you are up to the task. You can do this and you will do this because that's the cost of your independence.
I have one request.
Yes.
On Monday. It is my grandson's half birthday.
Okay.
Can you say happy half birthday to him on Monday?
Sure. What's his name again?
Rock.
Rock, of course. How could I forget that? Yes, that'll be Labor Day, and we're going to do a full live show for 3 hours for trivia, and we will definitely say happy birthday to Rock.
And can I say, I am so happy you're okay.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And I plan to be here tomorrow night, and I'll definitely be here Monday because it's a holiday and I never let you down on holidays.
Thank you, Ralph.
All right. Talk to you soon. Hang in there, Jim. You can do this. I promise. All right. Yeah, Jim will be up to the task. But unfortunately, that is the price. If you decide you're going for independence, and I am always for that, understand that the heavy lifting in many cases will become yours. And the best thing you can have is have backups and backups and backups. Because if you're depending on any one person or any two people, you may wind up in deep trouble for whatever reason. So the more resources you can find, the better. It becomes crucial. And I get that. first and second hand. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to Eduardo. We'll get to Leo's calling back, has advice for, I think, for Jim. All right. And Cindy as well, and James. And there's still room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Only you can do make all this world seem right. Only you can do make the darkness bright. Only you and you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and oh yeah, that's the Platters and Mercury. They went to the pop standard era and actually had their biggest hits. And Linda and Richton Park liked it, so 1955 on Mercury for Only You. And of course, the Mercury label, based in Chicago, did not want to sign the Platters. Absolutely not. They were forced to take them because they wanted the Penguins after Earth Angel. And of course, the joke was on them because they reluctantly took the Platters, who went on to hit after hit doing those pop standards. And of course, the Penguins never had another hit. So sometimes what you are forced to do winds up being the best thing for you. All right, Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. I just wanted to address Jim's question about a ride. You know, I used to live in Beloit. My family's from there. And so I know if he's going to Rockford, he needs something reliable.
No. He's probably not going to Rockford. He's not in Beloit.
He's in Janesville.
No, he's not even in Janesville. He's in a place called Richmond.
Oh, I thought he was in Janesville.
No, he's in Richmond.
Oh, he's in Richmond.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of the services you'd think about that are in other places are not necessarily available, but they do have shared ride taxi, and as long as he's in Walworth County, he would count for that, and specialized transit for seniors over 60. So he needs to get in touch with Walworth County and in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, to find out what's available. But he is not in Janesville or Beloit.
Oh, I thought he was in Janesville.
No, he's not all that far, but he's not.
Well, don't they have paratransit?
No. You think about that because they got a great one in Delaware County where you are, for instance. But no. But they
have one in Janesville.
Yeah, but...
So I would think they would have one in Richmond.
But they don't. But they do have Dial-A-Ride with wall-to-wall shared taxi rides, but I don't think there's any paratransit. But, of course, he can call Walworth County and find out.
Yeah, Walworth County, huh? It's not Rock County.
No, it's not. No, it is absolutely not. And it is in Walworth County, and Richmond has under 2,000 people.
Oh, okay. When
you're dealing with small towns, you've got a whole other world of problems when you're looking for services like you're talking about. Normally, you'd think, oh, yeah, paratransit, that'd be great. Yeah, right, dream on. So,
where does he go to the doctor?
Various places, I do believe, including Janesville.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's where I heard him mention Janesville then.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep looking and see if I can find.
Oh yeah, no, that's so nice of you to do. And I think the real key is let them call Walworth County and see, because they should know everything that's available to them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. And Janesville is, you know, only about 20 miles, I think, or a little less than 20 miles. So it's not like it's the middle of nowhere, but you have to start with, will they pick you up in Richmond? All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And Tubby is in Chicago. And let's see, I got a minute before the news. Don't go away, Tubby. And don't go away, Eduardo or Cindy, because we got another, and James and his stories, 9,832 stories, because we've got another hour of this and your requests. But in the waning 1 minute, I promised, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I am, that Tom in North Aurora, that we wouldn't only play Little Arrows, but we'd have a little of Tapioca Tundra. ...1968 on Coal Gems. It is Tapioca Tundra, and you'll get some of Yellow Balloon next hour, too. But right now, you'll get the news on WGN Radio.
The world of bright lights, of fortune and fame, where everybody struggles, trying to make themselves a name. It's a world full of promises that sometimes don't ever come true. It's an old, old business, such a cold, cold business. It's like no business I know. There ain't no business like show, show business. It's like no, no business I know. There's a world of big dreams, of laughter and tears, where sometimes your pain is just the booze or the cheers. Oh, but it's a world of promises that sometimes don't ever come true now. And it's a rough, rough business, such a tough, tough business, but it's my business, it's my life.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1967 on Capitol, that's Lou Rawls, Show Business, and Stacy from Algonquin said I could play any Lou Rawls, so I picked one that maybe she isn't familiar with. So there you have it, Stacy. Now, I was listening to the news, sometimes always an error, but I'm better off when my head's just in the sand. But Illinois needs a new state flag. Now, exactly why? Because they got one starting in 1970. They had a contest in 1969 to update the 1915 version. So what's wrong with it? Yeah. Hopefully the person who won the contest and the however many dollars it was, not a lot, for it isn't around to see that it's going away. There was nothing wrong. Well, maybe there's something wrong with it. I can't figure it out. But in the meantime, before we get back to your calls, let me mention that Bring Your Dog to the Museum Day, going on tomorrow. And that if you can make it to Park Avenue in New York City between 11 and 4, they have tickets for you and your canine friend, and you can enjoy the art. Now listen to this. At the AKC Museum of the Dog. See, there's something wrong with that. If it's the Museum of the Dog and it's the AKC Museum, shouldn't the dog be welcome every day of the week? I don't know. And I think it's optional should they decide to bring their master. Tubby in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. Tubby. Are you?
Yes.
There you are. How are you?
You know I'm right here. How are you?
Oh,
I know you've been going through something.
Yeah.
I just heard that you weren't yesterday for one.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll be all right. But I'm here and I'm planning to be here tomorrow and I'll definitely be here for Labor Day.
Okay, first thing on the list is I take notes sometimes, and I have been listening when I can listen, you know, you just talked with Jim, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to encourage him to focus on happiness every day when he get up and quit worrying about stuff. He got issues, but guess what? I was watching something, and I forget what the story was, what channel. This was about handicaps.
Yeah.
And I think I told you that my boyfriend had seven-hour heart surgery, right?
Yeah.
And he's in a nursing home. And he's a couple of years younger than me. I'm 72. But the issue, it almost took me out because people really don't tune in to what people's needs are.
Right.
Like, you know, some people, they have to take care of their a family member or a child their whole life. And without them, they just feel bad enough feeling left out emotionally with their family. They don't call me. And I had to really get over that and get a life where I depended on my happiness, okay?
Right.
Now, when you have something that's thrown in the mix in terms of a mental or physical impairment, something where you really need somebody to help you do certain things, I wish there was some way that I could let Jim know anything that I could do to come and help him, whatever, cook some food or just visit with him so much every day. So many times a week, whatever I could do, be his maids to go around and get some stuff done for him. You know, it's really bad. I realize, one day I looked at the sidewalks. You know, when you cross all four corners, they put those grids down and they made it so people could pass with the wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And how they have to make some stuff handy. I wonder who got that done. That's just like. And I can't imagine that it wasn't done. It's just like so limiting for people who have to get up and figure out how to get to the bathroom. You know, my boyfriend, after the surgery, he can't walk, okay?
Yeah.
And my thing was, how do I check? And I just decided on a whim, I always said, what can I do to volunteer? Well, I'm going to start doing some research and studying and try to get me a crew. I'm in Rogers Park.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wonderful alderman. And old David Orr, the Cook County Clerk, who used to be the alderman, and he was mayor under David Orr. I want to see how I can get some people together so we can try to do things to help ourselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't listen to you when you say, these are our taxes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody's life's important. Every single life is important. But I wanted him to know that my heart really goes out there. Ever since I've been listening to your show, and I hope he's listening, I have grown, there's a big love that has grown for that man, okay? And it's one of the things that made me keep listening to your show, because you listen to what the man is saying. Just like my high school counselor, she used to have to listen to me whine all the time because of my childhood, which I won't get into right now, but how it impaired my life for so many years.
Sure.
I'm still in survival mode. People should survive, stabilize, and then what's the word? Thrive.
Right.
But our society, unfortunately, is not set up. It's like you and I know, because I worked for I told you I worked for the Kennedys in D.C. when Nixon resigned from the White House. I worked for the World Trade Center. I've just been around some affluent people, and I know the essence of money. And then so many people lose their home to weather things, and they get out there and help each other. But at the end of the day, our society could be doing so much more. And I have to talk about water. You're in some of these countries, that's what helps me survive every day. My refrigerator went out since I talked to you. I don't think I told you about that.
Mm.
I lost the TV, the fan went out, and my phone, and that other cheap phone is not working. It went out. That's why I reached for help to get a real phone instead of a free phone, because it would go out. You're going to make a phone call, not the internet, but just a phone call, and it's not working. And so now I'm settled down with a phone and the internet, and we keep being forced in. We don't get customer service, but we keep being forced into buy, 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 spend, spend, spend. And then when you need help, they have people that don't even know what they're doing to service you, and they don't know how to service you. And some of them don't want to service you.
Yes.
So we really have to be better stewards to each other. Now, let me look here. The music is always wonderful. It is just fantastic. I'm a big music lover. And I have many different things that you play that I don't like. You know, you play last week, you were playing some stuff, and I think I'm moving around on my bed, moving from one side to the other. But I had one say, I had almost one to call you and say, play Patsy Cline. I said, you're going to say she don't like that song.
Oh, yeah, no, we play quite a bit of Patsy Cline. We like Patsy Cline a lot. What's your favorite?
What was that main one, that big hit she had?
Well, Crazy was a big hit. I Fall to Pieces was a big hit. Crazy, okay, sure.
You know, but you know, it's interesting because I watch, Ken Burns is so good.
Uh-huh.
That I watch his stuff. I get up, you know, when they were doing the country music.
Yeah.
It was so, you couldn't take it all at one time. You had to listen again. And it was so good, I just listened to it over and over. I put it on at night and get comfortable. And the stories and telling real life stories, that's what it's all about. You know, you get up every day, how can you help somebody today? How can you be happy, have some peace and love, and then help somebody else? You know, sometimes it don't take nothing but a smile. But I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'm not going to hold you hostage. What else was on my list? Gym, the handicap, water, weed, and then the music. But it's just, you know, he make up his mind. When you make up your mind, you're amazed what you can do. And by me being homeless, I know what hunger is. You'd be surprised what you eat after being homeless.
Yeah.
If you're really hungry, you'd be surprised what you eat, okay?
Absolutely.
But anyway, I just love, Jim, I love you so much.
All right.
I never met you, but I love you. I love your heart. Okay. That's all pretty much I got. I thank you for being such a kind person. That's all.
Well, we will talk to you soon, and tomorrow night I will have Patsy Cline for you.
Okay, I'll call you again.
Okay, thanks. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Toby. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Cindy in Chicago, what's up?
Yes, well, I wanted to talk about Pepsi. Oh, no, Dr. Pepper. But anyhow, for Jim, I guess like I can't remember what you call it now. The pharmacy sells these little like a funnel thing you put over your eye to get your eye drops in to get it in your eye.
Okay.
It's advertised on TV. Maybe that would help him.
Okay.
You know, but then anyhow, with Dr. Pepper, I guess I must have read it on from the library's website in the Wall Street Journal that they're number one now. And I was drinking, I drink diet because I'm a diabetic. But anyhow, I was drinking Diet Coke for a long time. And then Dr. Pepper was on sale. And the peppery flavor gives me, you know, maybe it's number one now because it gives you a kick when you get.
Let me back you up for 1 second here. Dr. Pepper is not number one. What happened is it surpassed Pepsi, so it's number two.
Yeah.
But Coca-Cola is still the lion's share.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Dr. Pepper surpassed Pepsi. And, you know, I think part of the problem, you mentioned diet. Pepsi got away from aspartame because a lot of people don't like aspartame, and who can blame them? But they went to sucralose and Ace K, and for a lot of people, that taste is not desirable.
Oh. Well, I never was a big... I was a Coke, more Coke, but when I get, bipolar depression or seasonal depression, you know, the Chicago winters.
Right, sad.
Dr. Pepper has more of a kick and it just brightens my day. Either that or cut up citrus fruit will brighten my day.
Good.
But then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, did Mick Jagger all those years wear women's cosmetics?
Not that I know of.
Because I've been watching a lot of him on the Rolling Stones on Facebook, and it looks like he does.
Well, I guess anything is absolutely possible, but I have no idea.
Oh, okay. And then I don't know if you would talk about this, the Boar's Head thing. No, is that...
Well, is there anything new? I mean, we've talked a lot about it.
Yeah,
is there what?
Yeah, there was. I called the library. There was something new. I called the library, and she read me the report. What do you call that? The inspection report.
Right. No, I know she that. At that Virginia plant, they found mold and mildew and bugs. Right. Yeah, I saw
but,
that.
You know, but the thing about it is, how could that be the most expensive lunch? I mean, is that like because like. In other parts of the country, you can't, like, get ethnic lunch meat from Europe? Is that the only thing you could get?
I couldn't begin to tell you. I have no idea if boar's head is more expensive than something else. Obviously, they have a ton of different choices, and I assume they're priced appropriately. But I don't know. In terms of the plant, I would bet, I'm sorry to say this, but I would bet that's probably average for plants across America.
Yeah, I don't know why. But then, like, the ethnic lunch meat is more like from $4 to $6, and the boar's head is, like, more like $15 in Chicago a pound. Mm-hmm.
Well, I could.
So.
You've got the wrong person here as far as that goes. I don't know. I don't know if it's. I know that they consider it to be premium, but part of that is also marketing, in terms of how the prices are. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, stay safe.
You too.
And then I saw an ad for it last week. Boar's head on sale somewhere at one of the ethnic stores. I don't even know how they could still be selling it.
Well, no, they're selling it everywhere in all the grocery stores and all that. I mean, remember, there were many plants that made boar's head, and not all the boar's head.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And not all the boar's head products were involved. So, you know, they could probably wipe out 27 products and still have more than enough to stock the grocer's shelves and cabinets. So, you know, whether or not this will be a hit against them, you know, time will tell. We're going to see how people react to it. You know, I've heard people in the past saying that boar's head is overrated because they don't think it's got the ingredients they want. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're going to have to eat processed food, and lunch meats are definitely processed food, the definition of them as far as that goes, I invite everybody to read the ingredients. And if there's anybody who is not willing to tell you all the ingredients, then eat something else.
But then the one thing I wanted to say in my, you know, fighting my demons, I guess I just felt like I heard the voice of God 2 weeks ago tell me my grace is sufficient for you, and my whole world changed.
And that's wonderful.
But the thing about it is I, you know, God gave me redemption where I came from. A lot of my cousins are spawn of Satan with the narcissism and the sociopath and all that.
Well,
and I just was, that, at least I have that. I'm redeemed from that.
Well, consider it a word of knowledge and take it to heart.
All right. Well, all right. You know, that's what God had for me. My grace is sufficient for we all have, you know, terrible problems, a lot of us.
All right.
And
well, I advise you, Cindy, as usual, you know what I'm going to say. Stop thinking. Just enjoy. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, anyway.
Yes, you can overthink a problem or a situation 6 ways to Sunday. It will not be good. All right, Laura and Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley. I'm so glad to hear you.
Thank you.
I was worried about you and John last night. I think something must be going on.
Yeah, just sick as usual. But he wouldn't let me do it, so I didn't do it. But tonight I'm strong enough to say, the hell, I'm doing it. And so here I am.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, I have a couple of things I mentioned about. I just wanted to throw out Happy National Dog Day, because if you have a minute, I could tell you a couple of funny dog stories.
Go for it. Woof.
Okay. Well, my dog, Cotton, he's sitting here right with me, and every time I listen, he's listening with. Okay? He loves your show. When I was a youngster, we didn't have air conditioning. And I told somebody the other day, I says, oh, yeah, we didn't have air conditioning, so everybody used to gather in the bedroom and sleep on the floor, and we had one window air conditioner for the whole house. So everybody slept in the same room or on the floor. And the dog, the smart one, laying over by the floor, is like, okay, well, the dog's are smart. Okay. Now, for 3 days, my air conditioning wasn't working. But I live in a condo building. I open the door from my condo. My dog goes out, and he's laying out in the hallway. He knows where the darn cool air is. So he's smarter than me. I'm sitting out here in the heat. He's out there in the hallway with the cold, you know, the colder air.
Hang on a minute. Laura, I got to leave you and your dog right there. I didn't play commercials. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. After all, it is a for-profit business, and here's the profit on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Don Gardner, Dee Dee Ford, I Need Your Lovin', 1962 on Fire. Yeah, that's for Stephanie and Madison, right? One of Bobby Robinson's wonderful labels, and a fine song it is. So there you have it. Now we're talking to Laura about dogs, so carry on.
Oh, yes. So I was in the hot kitchen when my air conditioning wasn't working, and my dog's the smart one. He's laying right in front of the air conditioner. So who's the smart one, the dog or me?
Right.
And also I want to give a shout out, and this would be helpful to anybody who has not considered having a pet. A pet is not for everyone. Trust me, it's not for everyone. But it can help with the mental state of mind. When my mom passed 5 years ago, my dog Cotton, he survived. Mom passed. And I've had them since. So they can really, you know, if you have something else to keep your mind on something, keep your mind on your pet or whatever it may be, it really can help your sense of mind and what's going on in that. So, and also, my cousin has a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Animals can be amazing.
Absolutely.
She has diabetes, and she's able to take her dogs everywhere because she had to go through training and all that. So anytime she goes somewhere and the dog can sense when her diabetes count is getting really high or really low,
mm-hmm.
and the dog brings her medical kit so that she knows, hey, you got to take care of yourself.
That's
so
great.
Like, the dog knows this stuff before she does.
That's wonderful. Yeah, dogs are terrific. If you have the wherewithal to have a pet, by all means, it can enhance your life. But you're right, not for everybody. But if you've got the ability and the desire, it can be a game changer.
Yes, and cats, too.
All
and
right.
If I can put a request in, I love Nat King Cole. And one of my favorite songs of his is Unforgettable. Can you play that one of these days?
I will try to do that soon, you betcha.
Okay, and it can be with or without the daughter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Appreciate that. All right.
Sally.
So, yes, the option of whether it's digitally enhanced or not. 888-876-5593. Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN.
Unforgettable.
All right.
What's your name once again?
Yeah, Laura.
Hey, listen. Uh-huh. I'm glad to hear that you beat it again, Raleigh. Man, you're one tough cookie there.
Yeah.
What was it, lupus?
No, I that'd be simple, of course. I never get anything simple. No, it's metabolic autoimmunity. It's a whole list of things you don't want to know about.
When I heard you say that, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Well, anyhow. Real quick, let's see. Monday, because thank you for playing that One for the Road
uh-huh.
or Quarter to Three, whatever it is.
One for My Baby, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, One for My Baby, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
anyhow, so then Monday night, and real quick, I just want to say this for a couple of your callers and listeners out there. What you want to do is make some decisions, and you'll feel a lot better, I think. But that's just that's a little advice from me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, let me say this. Monday night, trivia, you had played a song, and then you said the people that had done the song or covered it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people you mentioned, I forget the song, but one of the people you mentioned was a guy that I was going to request some songs by, and I'm thinking, well, she wouldn't know Delbert McClinton.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Delbert?
I certainly, but what is it you want to hear?
Well, one of them is, you never been rocked enough, you never been rolled just right. Remember that? My time is your time, baby. Baby, I got all night. You never been rocked enough.
Uh-huh.
You know that song?
Yeah.
I want you never been rocked enough, and I want same kind of crazy as me.
Okay.
She's the same kind of crazy as me.
Never been. I'm writing never. It's never been rocked enough, but rocked enough. Okay.
Never been rocked enough. You never been rocked enough. You never been rolled just right. My all time right. Is your time, baby.
All right. And you want same kind of crazy. They won't be in the same night for sure, and I'll have to work up to it. But to say the least, our tastes do not
same
align,
kind of
but I'll be happy to do it.
Oh, and by the way,
yeah.
Becky said to my daughters, you know, your dad, I don't know if anything ever happens to me. And both my daughters said, well, I ain't taking care of them. You'll have to go to a assisted living.
They did not.
Yes, they did. I told my wife, I told Becky, I said, you're kidding.
That,
she goes, no.
That makes my heart stop. Did they hopefully didn't mean it?
I don't know, but that's what Becky told me. She said, she mentioned to them, I don't know, if something happens to me, I don't know about your father. And they went, well, I ain't taking care of him. I'm going to have to go to nursing home.
I'm rendered speechless. I mean, I hope so, but I wouldn't even joke around about that. Oh, man. Oh, man. You probably want to do yourself some more investigating on that.
Well, maybe I'll the lovely and telling Becky tell you one night. I don't know, but that's what she said.
Well, I want to have a little
all
talk
right.
to them.
Well, I'm
all
good right. to glad to hear you're back. Lovely.
All right.
So you
take care of yourself. Take very good care of yourself, since clearly you don't have a support system, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
I couldn't right. believe it. I thought I was sick.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. Hopefully they didn't mean it. All right. Oh, man.
Them little brats.
Yeah,
after all I did for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
it. Oh, man. I hope that's not true. What a horrible thing. Yeah. I can't even imagine it. All right. But there you have it. Now, of course, if it's going to be, you know, living in paradise and they're footing the bill, I don't know. You know, maybe it's like that. That might be not too bad. Well, I don't think that's what they had in mind. 888-876-5593. We got Eduardo, we got James, we got you. Coming up on WGN Radio.
I was hanging around town, just spending my time. Out of a job, not earning a dime. A feller steps up and he said, I suppose you're a bronc fighter from the looks of your clothes. You figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? Said he's got one, a bad one to buck. For throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. I gets all head up, and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10 and I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and he drives to the ranch. I stayed till morning and right after Chuck I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral standing alone is an old Cavallo, a strawberry roan.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Strawberry Roan, Marty Robbins, 1959 in Columbia. The album was Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs, and actually, in some ways, it led to Marty Robbins' success because he heard it on the radio in 1940. KPHO had hired a Western singer, and he went down there and said, I can do better than that. And he did, and they hired him, and that was it for his career. But the song itself goes back to Globe, Arizona. There was a Western promoter before there were rodeos and things like that. They were like Western performance productions. And a guy named Curly Fletcher used to put them on. And he fancied himself a poet. So at these early rodeos, he'd sit there and recite his poetry, for better or worse. And so he was at the Gila County Winter Stampede in Globe reciting his poetry. And it wasn't Strawberry Roan at the time. It was the Outlaw Bronco, misspelled, by the way. But while he was doing the Outlaw Bronco, there was a Globe guy, Tamale Joe. He was named Tamale Joe because he sold his wife's tamales in Globe. And he had been listening to Curly recite the poem, and he thought, you know, that could go with a little music. And so he started to play piano. And Curly was not pleased with this, but the audience just loved it. And so from then on, it had to have Tamale Joe as well. And so that was the first real performance of it. And ultimately, the tale was very popular. In fact, wound up in the Broadway musical production Green Grow the Lilacs, which later became known as Oklahoma, and did very well for them. So bottom line, though, is Curly and Joe, neither of them ever got the royalties for it. There's a whole story about what happened there. But if it weren't for Globe, Arizona, there probably wouldn't have been the Strawberry Roan, but there was. And of course, if there wasn't, then probably Marty Robbins wouldn't have gotten that job on KPHO, and the rest is history. And the request came from James on the South Side, who wanted to hear that. And like I say, 1959 Columbia album cut. All right, now before we get to James, Eduardo is in Tampa waiting for Half a Forever. So Eduardo, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I was going to talk about a couple of things if I can. Did you hear that story about the L.A. Chargers getting snapped out of a stuck elevator?
No.
Last Friday?
No.
Yeah. It was about 15 of them. So they had to go through an adjacent elevator, and they went through the ceiling tiles.
Oh, man. So, I take it this was at the hotel. What hotel?
This was in Vegas, I believe.
Oh, okay. I thought
it was in Vegas or Dallas?
Dallas, I think.
Dallas, okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so that was a close call for them. I'm glad that they were able to make it. That's not a good experience to be stuck in an elevator.
Right. And, you know, a game missed by virtue of elevator. I don't know if there's any rules for that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, moving on here. The Gen Z, so they say that they're perfectly fine using their parents' car or mm-hmm. going through Uber and all that. So apparently there's no pride in owning a car. So,
well,
I don't know.
Think
the old days.
Think about this. You know, you look back to the muscle cars of the 60s, for instance, and every one of them had just a great design or the great fins of the latter 50s. I mean, who could
right.
not want some of those Cadillacs? I mean, one car was as distinctive as the next, and you kind of just, your heart palpitated when you saw some of them. And now they look like they're hatched by overachieving chickens. There's no real style whatsoever. There aren't all that many colors. So, I mean, I look at that all the time when I see what's driving the road and think, well, the performance must really be excellent because there's nothing about that that would cause my heart to go pity-pat.
I mean, yeah, and now we have driverless cars. So.
Well, don't even start. Yeah, we're the pilot programs for them here. Don't even start on that. But the only thing I see on the road that I think is interesting, and I'm not saying I want to have one, is that Tesla pickup truck or whatever that looks like a tank. And that is...
Oh, yeah, I see those. Yeah.
That is neat. Although, I look at that and I say, God, it looks like stainless steel. How do you keep the fingerprints off? I don't know what it is, but it's different at least. So, but other...
Yeah, it looks kind of like bulletproof to me.
Yeah, there's the Cybertruck. And, I mean, I have no idea anything about it. And like I say, I don't know how you keep the fingerprints off it, but it looks wonderfully tank-like. And but other than that, I can't name anything. Now, the new Corvette looks pretty darn good, actually, compared to some of the older ones. It does look good. But for the most part, most cars just leave you cold.
Yeah. Well, mine's the Stingray, the 65 Stingray. That's my favorite.
All right. Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that whole 63 through 67, they were all wonderful, especially, mm-hmm. you know, those fastbacks rather than the convertibles. They were just marvelous.
Yeah.
And
all
yeah.
right, I'm going to let you go. You get to James. Maybe I'll call back tomorrow.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
So, yeah, I can see that people wouldn't be too enthused with car ownership. Why? Nothing exciting about them. James on the South Side, closing it out tonight. How's it going, James? James went to sleep. Oh, no, I hope he heard Strawberry Roan. I played it just for him. All right, well, James, I thanks you for hanging in there anyway. Let's see. Diane in Chicago talking about that new flag design. Why do we need a new one? 1969, we got a new one. Wasn't that good enough? Diane. No, Diane? Now, wait a minute. She just called. Am I doing something wrong? No, I don't think so. I'm looking around saying, I think that's right. I think that I'm on the air with Diane. Let me put her on hold and try again. I believe so. So, no, I guess I've been abandoned. It's come to this. Oh, I knew it would. All right, but the deal is that John's saying he doesn't know either. All right. Yeah. Uh-oh. He's like, I don't know. All right, well, none of us know.
I was in the middle of talking to someone on the phone.
Oh, John said, oh, God. Well, you know, maybe the entire internet went dead. Okay, maybe the broadband is gone and I'm talking to myself again. Well, on that note, I've got another couple minutes to do that. And so apologies to everybody. James, likewise, if you're still listening, I appreciate that. I don't know what happened to you. Likewise for Dan. And I think Sherry in Naperville as well. I'm trying to see if there was anything else I was supposed to tell you before the show ended. Other than I'll be back tomorrow night. I will. And it will be According to Hoyle Day. I have no idea. It's also Frankenstein Day. And all right. Well, very good. Oh, I know what I can do. For the last minute, I can play Yellow Balloon because I promised Tom I would. I don't know if we have time for the story or not. It's quite the story. But yeah, this was the third request that Tom in North Aurora had.
I never liked the rain before. It always made me stay inside. There's one thing that I know for sure. I've got a reason to like it since you took me for a rainbow ride. It's raining, it's pouring, but I don't care no more. It's like a yellow balloon on a rainy afternoon.
Yeah, that was Tom's request. Yellow Balloon by the Yellow Balloon, 1967 on Canterbury. If the labor doesn't seem familiar, well, it was Ken Handler. And if you're saying, who the heck is that? The Ken doll was named after Ken Handler because it was his mother, Ruth, who brought the Barbie to life here. And meanwhile, he had a record label for a while, Canterbury, and did some L.A. kind of psychedelic stuff, including Yellow Balloon by the Yellow Balloon. So there you have it. All right. Now, I played all three. Hard to believe. And that's a wrap. Easy to believe. But 21 hours from now, we do it again. Until then, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Do it again tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.